test 82, section 4, question 15. So with this one, it says, in the winter, ravens survive by eating carcasses. So winter, they eat carcass. In fact, an individual raven may survive for weeks on one carcass, so it'll survive for a long time. Yet according to reports, ravens will often recruit more ravens to help eat it. So they'll recruit ravens to eat it. This seemingly altruistic behavior struck Bernd Heinrich as being worthy of investigation. Bernd said, hey, let's look that up. Set up observation blinds from which he had a clear view of an open meadow in which he placed meat. So watched meat. Found that one mated pair of ravens whose territory in the meadow was located laid exclusive claim to the meat. Okay, so they laid exclusive claim. So to avoid starvation, juvenile ravens who do not yet have territories had to assemble in groups large enough to drive the resident pair away from the meat. Ah, okay, so basically in this case, he kind of showed that, well, maybe it wasn't altruistic. Maybe that they recruit other ravens to help eat it so they can drive off some other group. So basically he was trying to test whether it was altruistic. Proposed two alternative hypotheses, each of which would explain a set. I don't think he started with the hypothesis. His investigation partially confirmed prior observations, but led to radical reinterpretation of it. I don't know. He proposed a theory and then proceeded to confirm it. I don't think he proceeded to confirm it. He used different methods from those used in earlier studies, but arrived at the same conclusion. No, it didn't really do any studies. His investigation replicated previous studies, but yielded a more limited set of observational data. There's no other studies really going on here. So partially confirmed prior observations, but led to radical reinterpretation of it. So it's prior observations. I like that. I'd go with B in this case. It confirms that they do recruit others, but it isn't for the reasons that people were thinking. So it's not altruistic. So therefore, B would be our best answer.